I'd like now to welcome guitarist, composer, and songwriter Robert Sequoia. He will be doing a concert this coming... You tell me, Robert, because I just dropped the flyer on the floor.
Saturday night at 7 p.m. Oh, here you go.
Saturday night at 7 o'clock with master cellist Michael Cott at Mike's Music Exchange, which is a venue and a music store in El Dorado.
Right. It's a newer place. And actually, I'd been living in Hawaii for about 5 years, so for all I know, it's like 5 years old. I have no idea how new, to tell you the truth.
I don't either.
But it's a great space this guy Mike set up. It's a small music store, and attached to it is a really well laid out stage. The room sits about 150 people. It's got lighting and, you know, very professional. And I think he also wants to do kind of a, you know, internet TV from there. You know, it's a great venue for not only local artists, but people passing through. It's in El Dorado, of all places, but that's great for all the people that live out that way. And it's only a 15-minute drive. Anyway.
Yeah, it seems, for people who live in town, it seems like going to El Dorado is
a big deal.
So far away, but
it's
really is
15 minutes, at the most. Yeah.
So we're going to listen to a little bit of your music in a few minutes, but tell us about, you have a lot of different influences that go into your work. I think you call yourself New World Renaissance guitarist.
Yeah, just trying to think of a way. Everybody for years is like, what type of music do you play? What type of music? And it's hard for me because I love all types of music. And I grew up trained or whatever in like rock. You know, I grew up playing in rock bands. And then I took up classical guitar in high school, towards the end of high school, when my parents were like, what are you going to do with your life? And I'm like, well, I want to be a musician. And they're like, well, we'll only pay for guitar lessons if you take classical. So I did for like a year and a half. And I auditioned and I got into, you know, music school. And I learned a lot in about a year, but I felt so far behind because everybody there started when they were like 5 years old or something. I started when I was 15, you know. So big difference. And I learned a lot, especially about composition, which I excelled at. And then I stumbled into Santa Fe a couple years later with my girlfriend and just like saw like people like Ruben Romero back then and other people playing in restaurants. And I was like, I could do that. I was waiting tables at the La Fonda. So I'm like, I'd rather play my guitar. So I'd go home and practice all day, and then I auditioned. And since then, I've been playing guitar mainly, you know, here, and then I moved to Hawaii. And I also did a series of concerts here years ago at the Loreto Chapel for about 4 years. I put on concerts pretty frequently, and people love those concerts. We had guitar, two cellos, and violin back then. I paired it down to just guitar and cello, which people really love the sound of. And it's just a lot easier to put together than four people. And back doing the concerts again, still, you know, playing in the background in restaurants, but, you know, that's how you get by, like, you know,
from your
boyfriend. And it's like now trying to just make it happen with what we call New World Renaissance, because I'm not flamenco, I'm not classical, I don't like that term, even though I can play classical guitar, and I use that in my style, I play a classical style guitar. But it's mainly original compositions, incorporating everything from gypsy style, a little bit of Spanishy flamenco style, classical style, Beatles style, whatever that is, pop, you know. And New World Renaissance, we came with the title because it also implies kind of like a new beginning, which is the name of my new CD, DVD. Also intelligence, which is what the world kind of needs these days. It seems we're breeding a culture of like ignorance and thugs and idiots. And it's just like, what happened to like, you know, learning things is cool, I think. Learning languages, traveling places, learning music, which is very complex, you know, and develops the mind. You know, it's really good for self-discipline, things like that. Yet it's the first thing cut out of schools. Anyway, so New World Renaissance is just kind of like a statement almost. Like, it's time for a new beginning worldwide, like the Renaissance years ago in the Middle Ages. Let's come out of the Dark Ages, you know. We're in this vast, like, time of technology, but we're like, you know, mainly 5 or 6 billion kind of idiots, you know, using this technology that A, could blow up the world, B, you know, whatever, the internet and its magnitude. We have all this incredible stuff, and yet, I don't know, it's the 21st century, at least according to the Jetsons. We were supposed to be way ahead than we are now, right? I mean, it's like,
well, we do have
that
telephone where you can see each other now.
Yeah, that's true. We're catching up with the technology, but not the, you know, social whatever. You know, the Jetsons, at least the machines did everything and you could have, you know, Elroy and, you know, your dog just to hang out with. But it's like, no, we need to concentrate, I think, just more on caring. People don't like, what happened to that? Compassion, caring for others. I mean, of course, obviously, a lot of people have that, but I'm just saying that, you know, I don't know. I look
Santa
at TV.
Santa Fe is a hotbed of that,
TV.
Robert.
Santa Fe is one of the, you know, more progressive, unique, beautiful places, but if you travel to, like, major cities, go to, like, Asia, to the, you know, it's like hell. I would never want to live in a city like that. It's like these people were born into hell, whether they know it or not. You know, it's just like...
So all of this comes into your music?
Yeah, somehow. I don't know how, you know, but in some weird way.
So when you play with cellist, for example, Michael Cott, who you're going to be playing with tomorrow night, do you rehearse your compositions beforehand? How much of it is improvisation? Right. You're doing it on the spot.
Well, Michael does mainly improv. You know, he'll pull the theme out, you know, that we've been recording these songs, you know, for a while. And then he does a lot of freeform. That's his style, and he's amazing at it. I do more kind of planned ahead. You know, like, this is pretty much the structure. I mean, if we're jamming on something, we'll stretch it or whatever. But, you know, this is the song. It has a melody. It has a, you know, pattern to it, a form. So in that way, it's more classical style, I guess. But it's a little bit of everything. And unlike my CDs, which are all, like, the ones that are currently out there, I specifically made them very mellow because massage therapists absolutely love my CDs, and doctors and teachers, you know, and it's really beautiful. But when we're in concert, a few of the pieces are more upbeat and, you know, more clap along, like get people rowdy style than, you know, the slow stuff.
Robert Sequoia is going to be playing tomorrow night. That is Saturday the 1st of May at 7 o'clock at Mike's Music Exchange at 7 Caliente Road in Santa Fe. You can find out more information at mikesmusicexchange.com, and you can call 466-2782. You can also go to robertsequoia.com to find out more about his music, and we're going to go out with some of Robert's music right now. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having me.